Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I am finishing this podcast the morning of July the 4th. It couldn't be more typical perfect 4th. Blue sky, humid, and hot. The family will have traditional hamburgers and hot dogs cooked on the grill with the usual sides. Nothing better. I hope your 4th has been a happy holiday that includes family, friends, food, and early morning coffee. A few days ago, I was driving to Conyers for lunch with an old friend. There was the usual traffic. We all see it all day. But for whatever reason, today, I observed it. On the interstate, any interstate around Atlanta, we do take our lives into our own hands. George describes it as people are crazy, but of course that does include him and me. Now, I have no idea why we have a speed limit. Well, actually, I do understand the intention of a speed limit, but no one in Atlanta interstates follows the speed limit, as of course you know. If you do follow the speed limit, you're risking your life. There is no tolerance for those who would drive 65 in a 65 zone. And please, don't go less than 65. That's really scary. If you're going the extra accepted speed over 65, which is driven at 70 plus, you are in all likelihood being passed, I mean zoomed by, on either side by those going 80 or more. Then there are the folks who not only zoom by you, but move in and out of lanes of traffic without ever slowing down. The rest of us just have to get out of the way. I often wonder why they're in such a hurry. For the weavers, I think they are just playing some kind of game to see how fast and far they can go without ever slowing down. And there are those who zoom in front of you to get off the exit before you do. Every time this happens, I wonder what the emergency is, knowing full well there is none. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about waiting, but today I'm talking about always being in a hurry. More likely than not, to some place where you have to wait. As you know, there is wisdom for life circumstances in God's Word. The following verses come from Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. Each one has something to say to you and me, and frankly, the crazy drivers out there, about how we use our time. The decisions we make without thinking, don't rush toward the future and trust the Lord's wisdom. We begin with Psalms 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The young often do not appreciate the knowledge learned in the life of the older persons in their lives. When I was young, I didn't pay much attention to their warnings and advice either. But wisdom does come your way if you are willing to learn from your mistakes, the mistakes of others as well as the successes. One of the things you learn is that though life may be hard at times, living is a precious experience filled with joy and happiness, beauty and love, and these make life all priceless. So don't waste it. Don't throw it away with careless, irresponsible behavior like the crazy drivers. Life is not to be rushed through. Life will rush by you, carrying you along from one thing to another so fast you will wonder where it went. The moment you are in is the important one. Savor it. Don't rush to the next one. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. It is good to have goals. Most of us need goals to keep us going. But pushing so hard and fast to meet or accomplish goals, work-related or relationship-related, can get you into trouble. As a young adult, I dated different people. There were a couple of times I got close to making a choice that, as I reflected, would have been disastrous. Frankly, I don't know why I realized at the time how disastrous it would have been, or why something inside me said, "This is not right for you." I prayed for a long time for someone I loved and that loved me, the person. So, as it turns out, when the young man in the red sweater walked into the party, as strange as it might seem, I knew he was the one. 51 years later, 3 wonderful children and 6 grandsons, our ups and downs, we are still happy and as one. Everyone's story is different, but speaking from someone who wanted marriage and a family desperately, I say, don't rush it. Ask for the Lord's leading, and He will put the brakes on until the right person and the right time arrive. You can trust Him even if the waiting is hard. Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. A little rewording. Those who are diligent, that is, showing care and conscientiousness in their responsibilities, will lead surely to abundance. But everyone who is in a hurry, makes decisions without thought, comes to poverty. As an educator, early on, I had it in my mind to become an administrator. And way back in my mind, I really wanted to earn my doctorate. As far as a doctorate is concerned, George had earned his in the early years of our marriage. I just wanted to prove it to myself I could do it, and frankly, I liked school. So, after 25 years in the classroom and loving it, a friend talked me into going back to school yet again for a doctorate. I was in my mid-50s, but I decided to do it just because I wanted to, just for the fun of it. No pressure. If it got to be too much, I gave myself permission to quit. As it turned out, I loved the whole experience. At 56, I earned my degree, and the whole thing was fun for me. To my surprise, shortly thereafter, there was an opening for an assistant principal at the middle school where I was teaching, and I thought to myself, for the first time, I can do that. I applied and was offered my dream, an assistant principalship. I share this with you to make a point. Do well what the Lord has set before you and let Him teach you. Dreams, even those you assume will never happen, can happen. He knows when you're really ready. I have seen many folks' ambitions push them upward in a hurry, but then they aren't ready. And it doesn't turn out well. The Lord's timetable is so much better than ours. Like you, my life has been a series of calm times, happy times, and very dark times. We all know life is not easy. But if you have not already given the Lord a chance in your life, please give Him a try. You can be assured, ask, and He will give you strength and courage and persistence, and you will know His presence in your life and His love for you. Just keep in mind, as the days pass, the Lord's plan for us is so much better than ours. Let us pray. Dear Lord, first we thank You for this day, this moment in our lives. Before we know it, this day will pass and we will begin again. Please help us to slow down in body and mind and allow You to guide us in this day. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.